You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 159. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
The more excited I am when I say the number, the less we have to talk about.
Well, you know, we haven't been, we've been busy with other stuff, and there hasn't been a tournament.
It's going to be another couple of weeks, so.
I'm kind of surprised we haven't had, like, a midweek tournament, but I think, you know, I've been busy, and Charlie has been busy, and so nobody's posted one. I guess we'll just have to wait. Those tapestry cards are staring at me.
I know. And there's a deck that I've got to build for this week, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit any of them in there. I might put one in that I shouldn't, just maybe use some of the dilemmas. Maybe I'll try that. There's only one or two achievements that I feel like chasing, and there's one that I've almost got, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, cool.
And I can build a new Tribbles deck, but we talked about that last time.
Yes.
Have you been playing any of the online? With travel, it's rough.
Yeah, it's really tough to find the time to get that overlapping. I mean, now I probably could start up again. But I think I just missed the start of the new month's worth of tournaments. So I think I would have to wait until November to get in on any of those. And
yeah, I still just, maybe once the race is over, like you said, November, but then you got traveling at the end of the month and you're getting into December traveling. If nothing else, we'll get back into the swing of things and we'll have tournaments, you know, every other week again.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. You know what else I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
Umbridge.
Oh, me too. I want some Romulans.
I was so not, you know, waiting and getting tired of not being able to answer questions that I started a Q&A thread. I didn't actually ask anybody in charge if I could, so I just did. It doesn't seem like anybody minded. So if you have any questions, post them there. I'll answer what I can. Obviously, we're not going to spoil anything, but we do have, as I suggested from last week, one of our agents has tracked down a card. This is, and you haven't seen this one, have you?
I don't think so.
All right. This is called Shall We Begin Again? It's a dilemma. Now, the icon says D, so I think that means dual. I'm not looking at a video. I'm not looking at an image spoiler. I'm looking at a text spoiler. So it says, D, shall we begin again? I'm fairly confident this is a dilemma, and I think the D means dual, so we'll go from there.
Yeah, that sounds
the
right.
Image, yeah. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, that sounds like in keeping with the coding from, like, the text spoilers that we used to get.
Okay. The image says, Madrid looking down at a nearly broken Picard. So that must be his quote, shall we begin again? The text, the lore says, in 2369, the Cardassians expended considerable resources to capture and interrogate Jean-Luc Picard. They failed to extract the Federation's defense plans for Minos Corva. The game text is actually pretty short. Opponent draws three cards, then reveals their hand. For each command star personnel revealed, stops one personnel present, random selection.
Huh.
So no matter what, if it doesn't do anything, if I play this on you, I get to draw three cards. Reminds me of
and money, that's pretty huge.
Yeah. Was it Swashbuckler?
Yeah, Swashbuckler art.
Your opponent draws cards and then you do something. If you're playing a command star heavy deck, maybe an Admiral deck or something.
Starfleet.
Oh yeah.
With the Enterprise, yeah.
Yeah, bump with the Enterprise. I'm drawing three cards, so maybe I had one or two there already. Drawing three, maybe I get another one or two. I'm going to stop four people. And I get a card draw. I get people to play next turn. That sounds pretty good.
Interesting. That's good filter if you're playing it. And you can kind of rig that if you know you're going to play that as a dilemma. And go with a personnel heavy, you know, not a lot of verbs. And
yeah. Or you could play a lot of... You don't have to discard them. So it's not like you have to pitch them to get the stops or anything. I was going to say you could play a deck with a lot of duplicate unique guys, so you know you'll have a lot in your hand, but that's you could just play a lot of different ones and then just not play them, so that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, and then you might get to play them later. Well, cool. That's an interesting approach. And that works well with that story theme with the interrogating the command.
Yeah.
Personnel for their plans.
There's a collector's number. It's 9V. So this will be down in the bottom right on the first page, apparently.
And what was the title?
Shall We Begin Again? ?
Shall We Begin Again? So at least 8 more dilemmas before this.
Yeah, that makes sense. S is pretty late in the alphabet, so that'd be about right for a mid-size set.
Unless there's an artifact, which would then go before it, right?
Sure. But not a doorway. A doorway would be after.
Right.
Yeah. I know the alphabet.
A little prospective card list thinking there for those types of fans. Well, cool. That's a good... Well, it's not Romulan, but it is a neat TNG story dilemma to get us started with Umbridge. Neat. I'm looking forward to seeing some more stuff about that.
Yeah, I'm guessing TNG logo on the dilemma, and that should be good.
Cool.
There's an interesting odd tidbit that was sent along with this that has absolutely nothing to do with the set.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what it is?
Well, yes.
It's a picture of the most interesting man in the world. In the top left corner, there's a still from... apparently, it's the Corbomite maneuver. And on the far right side of the still, there's a red shirt with a circle around it.
Oh,
and the text says... Have you seen this before?
I saw it, yeah. By on Facebook.
The text says, I don't always play a red shirt on Star Trek, but when I do, I survive the whole episode. Apparently, this guy played the red shirt. This random crewman.
Is it really the same actor?
That's what it says, yeah.
Wow, I just thought it was like somebody who looked like him. That's really funny.
All right, well, anyway, thank you for our agent for the random bit of humor and the spoiler. Hopefully we can get something else to go next week and, more cards good.
Yeah, that'll be good. Do you have a link to that? Because that's funny.
It was sent via Subspace, and I have no idea where it came from. But I can give you the guy's name. It's Jonathan Goldsmith. That's not the agent. That's the most interesting man in the world. Although it could be the same guy. I don't know. Maybe he's advertising here.
Man, that's funny.
Very good. Any other anything else we need to talk about at
all? I don't really think so. I think we would just be dragging out what we don't have to talk about. I will share. I'm sure a lot of our listeners already listen to this, but I had a road trip this weekend, and in vaguely Star Trek related news, I downloaded a bunch of podcasts to sort of pass the time on my 14 plus hours in the car. And one of the ones that I've been meaning to check out and finally got a chance to was the Nerdist podcast. And it was a little overwhelming because there's like 250 episodes. So rather than just kind of grab them all or start at the beginning or start at the end, I just kind of went through, and they're all guest interviews. So I picked out the guests I found most interesting, among which were like LeVar Burton and Brent Spiner. Nice. And Michael Dorn, and, you know, assorted cast. Of course, Chris Hardwick, the author, or the main host, is a friend of Will Wheaton's from way back, so there's Will Wheaton episodes, okay, which I haven't listened to.
Nice.
But the LeVar Burton episode is just absolutely hilarious. the Brent Spiner one is very funny, too. I'm sure all six or seven episodes I listened to were really funny. It didn't really matter what guest was there. They just kind of kick back and have a good time. So if you're looking for something to pass your time, either something specifically Star Trek related or just something in general that is hilarious, I recommend going and checking that out. You can go and pick out the Star Trek ones if that's your thing, or just subscribe and take what you get, or look for people that you find interesting. But I that was really hilarious. I'm going to have to start subscribing to that regularly.
Cool. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I might add that to my list. Yeah. I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Since Charlie posted the board, we can just go back and forth quickly. The next TUI set apparently is going to be time travel-y related.
Ooh.
Did you see this? Did you see this question he posted? What's your favorite Star Trek time travel story?
Huh.
They do it a lot.
They do.
It's got to be at least, you know, maybe once a season, maybe twice a season.
Yeah. Wow. There's so many options in any show.
I like the way some of the DS9 ones I wasn't as fond of. The one where they got to quell the riot or whatever.
Yeah, Bashir and Sisko.
Yeah,
that one was a little preachy for my tastes.
The one where they go to that planet that only exists because their future selves procreated.
That one was weirdly cool. I kind of like that.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole Molly going through time thing.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Yeah. I did like I did like the TNG. Oh, sorry, go back to DS9. I did like the Ferengi episode. That was fun.
Oh, would they go back? Yeah, the Little Green Men.
Yeah, that was fun.
And of course there's the Jake episode.
Okay, that was kind of cool.
That which is like still tops many lists as the best episode of any Star Trek.
That feels like less we're going back to fix something and more, because it was totally reversed. It was the whole timeline's moving forward and the future guys. Yeah, that was fun. I like that.
Sisko, I guess, is time traveling.
Sure.
Or phasing in and out of whatever. I guess there's time movement, but not necessarily travel.
Yeah. But I was going to say, I liked the time travel plots on TNG a lot. I liked Time's Arrow. That was fun. I always wonder, you know, Voyager went to kind of like present time. The original series went to their present time. I wonder, you know, when they write it, do I think, you know what we need to do? We need to write them in the Old West, because that'd be fun. Or, you know... Let's put him in San Francisco, but not now. Let's, you know, put him in, you know,
let's do something else.
Daniel Clemens time. It sounds like it would be fun for everyone. Costumes to the, you know, the period actors they got to find to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess there's the last episode, All Good Things, was a good one.
Yeah. Of course, there's movies. We got Voyage Home and First Contact. I liked First Contact. I mean, First Contact is an amazing movie. By all rights, but I liked the time travel on that because it was traveling to the past, but it was still our future.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, but it was like our very near future, relatively.
I think that was one of the most time travel is convenient, let's just get past it and get back to the actual plot, as opposed to the time travel being part of the plot, you know what I mean?
Right.
Why are we here, or how do we get back, you know? It's let's just do it.
City on the Edge of Forever.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
It's a long time since I've seen that one.
Yeah, really good one.
Huh. Yeah, so it's got to be at least once a season. Oh, Yesterday's Enterprise was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I think that's definitely in the top of my list.
It's the old Battleship Crew. That makes me want to play Battleship now. Very good. This is something that Charlie had posted looks like as we're recording this this morning. So, hey, post what you think. I think I'm going to have to, now that we've had this little chat, I'll throw something up there as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go hunt that down then. Maybe we can link it into the show notes.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. You know what we didn't talk about?
What's that?
Tribbles.
Right. Time traveling between series.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Very good. Did they do any time traveling in Enterprise?
Aside from the whole temporal Cold War.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, that one's like, I don't know how you... I mean, you don't nail down an episode of that. If you want to say storyline, it was basically the whole first two seasons.
Yeah, but there was the episode where they talked about what happened in the past when DePaul was on Earth.
Yeah.
In the mining town or whatever. And then it was at after the whole temporal or the whole thing, they were just sent back in the past for an episode and then they came back. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, they were driving around like Crown Victorias and things like that.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
that felt like another just happens to be this year because, you know, it's less expensive to make it look like another time.
Right.
I guess the Voyage Home falls in that same thing. It's they happen to travel back to whatever present time happened was when they're filming the movie.
Yeah, exactly. We need to do another Star Trek movie, but we don't have a lot of budget, so let's do it in now in San Francisco and a lot less effects. Or maybe they just needed all their budget for the whale probe.
All right. Yeah, that's enough.
Well, there's certainly plenty to choose from. I'm looking forward to seeing what... Is it just like a post your favorite, or is there like actually a poll? Because it would be funny
post
to
your
see
favorite.
What like how things rank out with...
What I don't know. You know, this far along, they have to have a lot of the development done. Maybe they're trying to figure out what people's favorites are, so, you know, that quote-unquote team doesn't get cut. Who knows?
Maybe.
Either way, good time to post if you want to see what you get.
Yeah.
Right.
Excellent. Well, that's good to get some new news on what the next TUI set is, too, then.
Yes.
Things to look forward to.
Probably a little far off to get a spoiler for that, but we'll put in an effort anyway.
Yeah, we can't really spoil what doesn't yet exist if it's that far off.
Nice. All right, let's wrap.
Unless we do some time traveling. I suppose I have to throw that in there.
Bringing it all back to the beginning.
At any rate, it should be obvious that we're out of intelligence for this week. We'll give a shout out to Warp 11 for their fantastic theme song, and of course our agents for bringing us some spoilers for some of the upcoming sets. In the meantime, I'm Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I'll draw to end. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always